what's popping, people? Yeah. Oh, my God, what a crazy night. It is election night. Me and Jay on the Doing Mike podcast. Trudy's calling in 10 minutes. And, you know, I hate to tell people not to listen, but what time is it? 10:50?
Yep.
Yeah, it's 10 to 11. Jay has to sleep a little bit, a couple hours. So we can't wait much longer. I mean, they may not call this tonight. I don't know.
There's only 9 more minutes until they close West Coast, Hawaii, and all of those. You know, the polls close.
But do any of those states even matter? I mean, we know where California's going.
Yeah, the whole West Coast seems to be...
The toss-ups that matter are North Carolina, Ohio...
Florida.
Pennsylvania, Florida, yeah. Wisconsin, Virginia now is... Well, no, Virginia's been
they
given to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
But that was incredibly close. I couldn't help wondering how many people in Virginia saw he was down 12, 13 points and said, well, fuck it, I'm not going to vote.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe you'd want to vote for the other stuff, but that's definitely a disincentive. The main person that you want to go to the polls for, you've been told that they've already lost.
You see, too, the Senate, you only need 51 for the majority. They're four away right now, Republicans.
They won the House. They're going to maintain the House. 47-42. We've got to have a couple more, right?
Yeah, four more.
51.
Four more, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Trump's electoral lead is 183 to 131. Holy shit. Of course, a lot of that is what states have come in. Mm-hmm. California's going to come in and, of course, wipe all that lead out. And interesting thing that has happened is we've been watching Michigan. Michigan is, Trump has been leading in Michigan. Every time I've looked at the screen and seen a Michigan total, it's Trump 50-45, Trump 49-46, Trump 49-47, Trump 48-46, whatever. He's up the whole time. Mm-hmm. About 5 minutes ago, I'm texting with a buddy back home, Danny Geo, and he tells me, Freep just called Hillary the winner in Michigan. And I was like, what? So, of course, I finished my text, got off the phone, and yeah, Free Press says, let's hear what the Free Press had to say. It's just so interesting that the networks are all talking about what has yet to come in and how it may affect the finale, but nobody at the network level is calling this thing. And this will be fun if the Freep's wrong. I mean, just that they're wrong. It's Tim Kiska. And, you know, I know Tim a little bit. He's been doing this a long time. I'm trying to remember the last time he was. I mean, I think he's pretty solid at this stuff. I can't remember them having a major fuck up. I mean, they definitely like to call this stuff early, which I think is annoying, but
yeah,
everybody wants to get to bed, including the pollsters. And I don't know. I'm not sure what happened in Michigan. They did point out a few counties, you know, counties I've never even heard of, that, you know, Obama won by 14 points in 2012 and Trump's leading by, you know, 15, 20 points so far right now based on what's come in. So there, you know, that would account for something, but
let's see what we got here.
I know Oakland County's about even.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Free Press Newsroom in downtown Detroit for our elections 2016 coverage. I am Jim Schaefer, a staff writer and a news reporter at the Free Press.
No, you are, Jim. You're
at the table by my colleagues. We've got Todd
you're Elric's boss.
Our Washington correspondent, Tim Kiska, our elections guru and former.
Hung onto your coattails to win that Pulitzer Prize.
It's kind of
and
a tight
Stephen
room
Henderson,
there. All kind of crammed
editor.
Into one little room. It looks like our corner.
We had some breaking news a few moments ago.
Not the loosest looking four guys I've ever seen either.
Projected that Hillary Clinton is winning Michigan. I believe that Tim, you can give us a few more details about that.
Wait, I thought
and,
she won.
How you make the call? Yeah.
Well, we had people in 80 precincts, and after taking a pretty sizable portion of them, it looked to us like that Hillary Clinton was going to win by about 50% to about 45%. Mm-hmm. In through there.
And that's pretty much in line with the latest polling.
Right? Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. You were right all along. You nailed it.
In our newspaper just
absolutely.
The other day.
Yeah. If
that means she's got to make up 7 points.
In our last poll,
it would come out to about
with whatever hasn't come in yet.
About a 4-point split, which is very close to what Tim was projecting, and really within the margins in those precincts of what we saw Barack Obama do 4 years ago.
Not a big surprise. I mean, I think people thought Hillary was going to win the state for a long time until recent weeks when the race really tightened up.
Well, there was in particular, there was one set of internal polls that showed the race tied, Democratic internal polls that showed the race tied that sent everybody into a panic. Donald Trump's people saw that. And
I never heard about that.
We're going to go to Michigan and campaign late, unlike we would normally be doing. And then, of course, the Clinton people had to respond. So we got all this attention. But in the end, I'm not sure.
I think he got within 4 points.
I'm not sure it was as.
In the polls that were publicized, the Free Press poll was like 42-38. I never heard him getting any closer than that publicly.
Well, if it does end up being a 4-point race,
and then it was 47-41.
Considered tight for Michigan
yesterday.
He was up by 6. For when Michigan swings through Fox's.
Want to bring up that audio? Oh, did they go to commercial? No. What are they doing there? At Trump headquarters?
Yeah.
Bring that up.
George W. Bush.
Shit can Free Press.
Yeah, he said he got a commercial spot running here. Now playing.
Oh, I see. How about you want to hit 213? Do some CNN, see what they're doing. Let's just go around the dial, see what everybody's talking about. Trudy's calling in a minute. Actually, there's Trudy.
Trudy's calling right now.
So yeah, bring up the CNN for me. There you go.
You famously called Kwame Kilpatrick as the winner in 2005 as mayor of Detroit.
Hey, is this election headquarters?
Hey, Trudy. How you doing?
Good. Have you started?
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. We are recording.
Oh, cool.
We are live.
So what do you think?
Wow.
Have you called it yet?
It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
that's
this
phenomenon. Yeah.
I would call it the most fascinating night of in terms of presidential elections that I've seen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The tug of war, the she won, he won, she won, he won, back and forth. But Florida, wow. Look what Florida did. Screwed it all up.
Yeah, Florida is absolutely crazy. I mean, isn't it amazing you can have what are the totals down there in terms of people voting? Is it a couple hundred? Well, it's more than a couple hundred thousand, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
it's a hell of a lot of people, and then it comes down, they're 900 votes apart or something. I mean, it's really, really close. New Hampshire at one point was actually 900 votes apart.
Wow. Oh my God.
And they had I want to say they had about 10,000 votes for each side. I mean, that's pretty close, a little percentage there. But Florida's been within maybe a point and a half all night.
Right. And they attribute that to the fact that people hate both of them.
I know. I wonder literally how many people just really loved their candidate and went to the polls and, I can't wait. There were people dressed up in, Trump regalia.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Standing in line. That's I saw wild. Some on the news. Stupid story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mine was really mellow.
Yeah, me too. Well, how was the coverage? You're watching NBC mostly and CNN. We're kind of trying to split it up so we get a different
view. Watching NBC and CNN, and I have to say, they're having so much trouble with their maps, with, flipping back and forth. They're trying to go back in time too many times. And both John King and Chuck Todd are flipping out over their maps. They can't keep them straight. So.
Don't you think they're a little flipped out that Trump is doing so well?
I think they're pretty, they're jangled by it, they seem. And they keep saying, sort of making excuses. Well, all the votes aren't in, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I noticed the Free Press guys, we were listening to them in terms of why they called Michigan already, because the Free Press says Trump has won Michigan. Have you seen any network say Trump has won? Or no, I mean, Hillary has won Michigan. I'm sorry.
Have you seen
any network call Michigan?
No, I keep hearing them say that Wayne County is going to bite her in the ass.
She's already the winner in California, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, well, okay.
Well, yeah.
But what? Wasn't sure about Orange County, though. You never know.
Oh, she's 4 electoral votes from Hawaii, too. I mean, the polls closed 2 seconds ago, and she's already the winner. Right. Trump is already the winner in Idaho.
Yeah, these are
projections. Yeah, projections, but they're calling him the winner. Yeah, that means they're pretty damn sure. California was no way that wasn't going her way.
Yeah.
So that means his lead of, he was 183-131, so that is, see ya!
Right. right.
Yeah, no.
They're talking already about a recount in Florida, though. Can Florida be a bigger pain in the ass always?
I know. They suck. Why can't you get the people down there, the best people, have way too many people, have double the people that you need, and get the thing right the first time so there's no questions whatsoever? I mean, after 2000, how could you possibly let Florida become the subject of this?
Again. God.
And who was that ugly lady, Harris?
Catherine Harris.
Yeah, Harris. I mean, she certainly is not around now. I'm sure she's long gone.
No.
I don't know what happened to her.
I think she probably spun off into some sort of middle political gig somewhere.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yeah. I would think she would.
Red lipstick.
I royally expect her to be the subject of a "Where Are They Now" story any day now if they do a recount down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Florida has been called.
Oh, really?
Hillary won Florida?
No.
Trump won Florida. Okay.
Yeah, he was on that track. They kept hoping that Broward County, which is crazy Miami, you know, and oh no, Fort Lauderdale actually.
Hang on one sec.
Spring break.
They called Florida for Trump. Okay. Wow.
Florida called for Trump.
Really? Wow.
I mean, they had 91% in a couple hours ago, so it seemed like, you know, they would have it soon. So, I mean, Florida was the one he had to win. There was no hope any other way unless he won Florida.
Right.
And how's Tom Brokaw?
I think that they're using him sparingly. Mostly, I think, because he's got that sort of, speech thing going on.
Yeah, he seems like a lot more cooked than he did the last election. I hate to say that.
I didn't want to say that, but he does, he's saying the right things, but I don't know, they keep bouncing back and forth. But I really, really miss the presence of Brian Williams in this coverage.
Yeah, no, isn't he? He's doing MSNBC, right? He must be.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't been there, but.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're a hardcore Hillary Clinton person. I don't know why. I'm not sure why anybody watches Fox or MSNBC other than to see how they're covering it, or you're just a hardcore, you know. Isn't it strange that people want to hear the people who sort of side with them, bring them their information?
Yeah, you want to hear what you believe coming out of that screen.
And I just find that, of course it's the most biased coverage you would see anywhere, and so, I want to see something a little more balanced, although the feeling is it's hard to find that anywhere now. You know who was really pissed, and I don't know if you saw people tonight, but I thought I saw a lot of commentators and anchor types who were just pissed because Trump was doing so well.
Kind of shaken, yeah.
Gail King, Oprah's buddy.
Oh, I didn't see her on CBS.
I hardly ever went to see. I mean, I don't know why. CBS is completely off my radar in the morning. I mean, anybody that hires Oprah's friend, to a morning show, I just figure they can't be too serious about it.
It's a weird show. They always flirt with Charlie Rose for some reason, like he's hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They constantly are running clips of them on John Oliver's show on HBO.
Well, that's a joke.
Kellyanne Conway, though, I saw her partway through the evening, the Trump wrangler.
Oh, Kellyanne, yeah. She is the best thing that ever happened to Trump.
Yeah, and she was so at it again. She was so dead on the message. I don't know how she does it. She's like a machine. She looked a bit tired, somewhat haggard.
She looked a little giddy when I saw her. She's pretty psyched.
Yeah. But her message was, hey, the president's popular, the first lady's popular, the former president's popular, so they're all behind her. What happened?
Well, that's a good question. She has, I mean, think about this. Okay, we got Michigan now. Okay, this is on the Free Press. It's already said that Hillary has won Michigan, and I don't know. I'm sure it's from exit polls. And you know what? They even went on to say it was Tim Kiska and Jim Schaefer and a couple other Free Press people.
Oh, that had to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a barrel of laughs. I mean, they were jumping through hoops of fire when they weren't talking about the election. It was great. Somebody lit up a bowl. It was crazy. But anyway, that's – and Jim Schaefer's a great guy. I love him. And we know ML, of course, won his Pulitzer by
Wayne County.
Oh, Wayne County.
He attributes it to Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he always hanging on Jim's coattails. We all know that. Jim did all the work. ML just was a big weasel. No, of course. We know they both did incredible, incredible work. But they not only said that Hillary won, but they went on to say, and it's probably by about the margin that Tim Kiska predicted, which was, I think, 5 points. Now, that's a lot of points to make up. Everything we're looking at has him up by 2 points in Michigan. So they are predicting that she will make up 7 points, I guess, in the whatever's left to count.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe maybe Jim Schaefer is maybe he can tell the future. Who knows? Right.
Well, they, you know, they have those exit polls, and they're pretty, they've done a good job with that stuff. I just, it seemed like a really ballsy call. It almost seemed like the Free Press was looking for some national attention, maybe. I don't know. But let me just finish with Gayle King for a second.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, she hates Donald Trump. She's talking about the locker room talk, the X's Hollywood tape, Alicia Machado. Look at this map. How do you explain this? How do we explain this? I mean, she was really, she seemed really terribly, terribly troubled. And somebody else on CBS tried to say, well, this was, of course, I mean, they tried to give the sort of like the, I don't know, the Cliff Notes rundown. I mean, the obvious stuff that any idiot should know that, well, it was dismissed as locker room talk. And, you know, he is Donald Trump and he says a lot, his people had made up their mind, you know, in his favor a long, long time ago. There's nothing that's really going to shake them. And, of course, the other candidate is terribly flawed as well, which I think took Gayle King by surprise. Apparently she doesn't see any flaws in Hillary. Hillary Clinton has got to be, and I'm not saying this because I love Donald Trump or I'm even for Donald Trump. I don't know who to be for. These are the worst candidates I've ever seen, but I'm convinced that she is the worst candidate to ever run for president by a fucking mile. Look at all the advantages she had. How many times have you seen the commercial with the disabled kid and Trump doing his, I don't remember, that thing? It runs every 5 minutes. They have outspent Trump in Michigan by millions and millions and millions. She's got every celebrity endorser she could possibly have. She's got a very popular president and a very popular first lady campaigning all over the place for her. She's got Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Barbara Streisand. I mean, on and on and on and on. And what does Donald Trump have? Sarah Palin?
His kids.
His kids?
Well, yeah. Right.
Ted Nugent was at the rally the other night.
Ooh.
Hey, Trump just won North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So that's another.
She was going to get that, too. Wow.
Yeah, it was considered a toss-up state, but I think she was considered to be leading. So and isn't the big loser here the pollsters?
Yeah, really. They're
depending on how it all, I mean, we're not done. I mean, we don't have final numbers, but I have to believe there are some big surprises here. The number that she won by in Virginia is obviously the first major surprise, but I think there's going to be some other ones too. He's got North Carolina by 5 points.
Wow. Holy crap.
I believe he's trailing by a couple. Now, you watched CNN also?
Yeah. And
how was their coverage?
John King and Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah.
It almost seems like Wolf Blitzer bullies John King. Did you ever notice that before? I've watched him enough to.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He's constantly, like John King will be methodically like explaining all of the numbers, and then all of a sudden Wolf Blitzer jumps in and says something like, "Let's look at New Hampshire." He cuts him off.
Yeah, there's some weird. I mean, there's no chemistry whatsoever with those two.
No.
And really Wolf Blitzer with almost anybody. I remember, wasn't it during the first Gulf War when Wolf Blitzer became kind of the guy?
Yeah.
Because that first Gulf War, I mean, we hadn't been in war for a long time, and it was the first really television, live TV war with all the press conferences and all the coverage of, you know, any major event where an American was killed or, you know, the news was just, it was a really huge, huge, huge media deal. And anyone who was a part of it became kind of an overnight star, including who was the stud scud? Arthur Kent.
Oh, Arthur Kent, yeah.
And Wolf Blitzer was definitely one of them. And of course, that name is just such a wild name. But ever since then, since he got off to that, you know, pretty big start in terms of becoming large in the public eye, I think he's gotten progressively to be a bigger and bigger disaster, with the main problem being, of course, the flying thing with the kid in it, you know?
Yeah.
What was that? What do we call that?
Balloon Boy.
Yeah, the Balloon Boy.
Yeah, Heaney, Richard Heaney.
Yeah, Richard Heaney.
So much ground.
Yeah, what was the detective, science detective? Or?
Science detective.
Oh, yeah. what was his dad's name?
Was it Richard?
Was it Dick? Was it Dick?
Richard Heaney?
Yeah, detective. He had a little jingle.
Yeah, the jingle, the horrible jingle. And the kid had a weird name, didn't he?
Falcon.
Oh, Falcon. Wasn't that his kid? Yeah. We all have weird names. They're a weird family.
And I think none of us, I believe I'm speaking for all of us when I say none of us will forget the infamous press conference when the kids said, you know, you said we were doing it for the TV or you said we were doing it for the show. And the father just pretended not to hear him or something. And right. Wolf completely missed it. He totally missed the comment. He didn't hear it or he didn't notice the significance of it, that the kid was basically saying, it was a setup. You said it was a setup, Dad. Wolf completely, and that's when I said Wolf Blitzer is completely out of it.
Yeah, he lost total respect from everyone who sat up and realized what was going on in that press conference.
He is kind of a joke now. A lot of these people are sort of a joke to me. But anyway, I thought, it's just a fascinating night. I don't know what to do, Trudy. It's, 200 and what's the score in electoral now? 210 to 190 or something. So,
it's 210 to 190?
No, it's 190.
Man, down to the wire and probably through tomorrow. Hey, did you happen to see Michael
Moore? Oh, Trudy,
Moore?
I'm sorry. Let me correct. It's Clinton 190, Trump 186.
Oh, okay.
So we're a long way from done, and here we are podcasting. Jay's got to go to sleep in a little bit, so I think we're going to take a break in another 20 minutes and come back and hope that we're close to done, and I don't know what else to do.
Can we listen to Falcon?
Michael Moore on NBC.
Hang on. Michael Moore. Oh, I saw Michael Moore on NBC. I couldn't believe they had him on.
I know. He's so unpleasant. He chews up space like nobody's business.
Yeah, I thought he was a royal. I don't know. I thought he was kind of an asshole to just come on there and blow the place up. And then they just sort of said, okay, that's enough of you going crazy.
Right. And they move him gently off. The stage manager comes and fetches him off.
No one really sort of even referenced that what he was saying was kind of, it was a pretty strong statement. He called Donald Trump a con artist.
Human Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said the fraud claims, was a Molotov cocktail. Yeah, he called him a human Molotov cocktail and then said the people in Michigan have been horribly manipulated by a con artist. And they just sort of moved on from there. They didn't even say, why would they have someone so obviously just such an angry anti-Trump guy on? It just didn't make sense to me. Or did they have people who were anti-Hillary on? I didn't even notice. I mean, you know, you watch a lot of NBC.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, they had it pretty well balanced. And then he came in and just kind of
blew the place up.
Yeah, blew the place up. But he did make one point about why he thinks some of the people in Michigan have leaned heavily towards Trump, and it was all about losing their jobs and anger about that. So it was an anger vote.
Which is understandable, but he sort of made it...
Yeah.
I thought he acted like that politicians, they say what they have to say to be elected. We know that. That's no surprise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of implied that Donald Trump talking about free trade, that it's sort of a red herring or, he's lying. And I mean, really, we examine everything politicians say and expect all of them to be true. I think we're so far past that. But I don't know. He just came across. I just thought he came across as an asshole, and I had no idea why they had him on.
And I think he was plugging his book a little bit, too. Isn't that what it's all about?
But what an odd time to have him on after, you've gone through 2 hours of exit polls and returns. Michael Moore, for what? Was he on for long? I just turned it on when he was calling Trump a con artist.
It was maybe probably 3 minutes tops. Who was interviewing him? I forgot who that was. Was it Haley Jackson or...?
No, I thought it was a dude for some reason, but you might be right.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, he looked, his face could curdle milk, man, the dude. So.
Yeah, he was so pissed. I thought his demeanor was sort of suggesting that Trump had already won almost.
Yeah, he was blaming all of us, too, for doing that to him.
And by the way, the stock market does not like the Donald Trump possibilities. The stock market was down 700 points in after hours trading, which is that's a lot of after hour trading.
I know. I was talking to my guy tonight and made a joke about that. And thought maybe.
Oh, your stock guy?
Yes.
Ooh. Now, what occasioned that call? Did you hear the market was way down, so you called your stock guy? And go, hey, what's going on, asshole?
No. It's some of the transitions from our company.
Oh,
making that sort of switch. So, you got to figure out what's going on with your funds.
Sure. Oh, that's right. I have to figure out what's going on. I still have funds in that program, too. Ooh. I didn't even
know.
Thank you, Jay. That wasn't necessary.
Subtle ooh.
I'm that, trying to... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Trudy.
No, that's right. They went to Grand Rapids, though. I don't know if you even saw any of that. They have Kevin Tibbles in a bar there, and they were talking to a lot of people. And there, you know, there are some people who, over the weekend, I was at, you know, some girlfriends' houses, and they were like, how can women ever vote for Donald Trump?
Well, isn't that really... That's one of the big stories tonight, is that the gender gap is not nearly what it was believed to be. They were saying... The gender gap was something like 54 to 48 in Hillary's favor. 6 points. That's nothing. So, you know, the few points we've been talking about, you know, who is it? Because I feel like there are people who don't want to say they're voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah. I know that contingent's out there too.
I mean, signs get... When your signs are getting feces thrown and scrubbed into them, I think that's a pretty bad sign. It's a sign of anger.
And the caterer that's got his business being boycotted.
Feces, that's very sad.
Did you hear about the caterer in Detroit? This is the most bullshit story next to the PayPal founder. This is the worst story I've heard. Black caterer in Detroit catered a Don Trump Jr. event the other night, and he is being boycotted now for catering a Trump event. He voted for Hillary, by the way. He said he voted for Hillary.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I mean, why? Why wouldn't you want him to take Trump's money?
I guess you were supposed to starve. They thought that he could potentially starve down the Trump family by not catering the event. I mean, somebody was going to do it. Why not? Why should he not take Trump's money? I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, well, that scene was pretty weird because, you know, they didn't go out of their way to boast about it, either from the Trump campaign or the restaurant side. So someone found out. And
you know what? He was seen on Channel 7's coverage of the event, like in a background shot or something. And so word quickly spread that, can you believe this guy catered for Donald Trump? I mean, how outrageous, and he should be boycotted. And here's the worst part is they said, you know, some employee had referenced the fact that since this had happened, the employees come into work and there's nothing to do. No one will give them business.
Oh, so everybody's out of a job.
Yeah, they are actually being boycotted. The boycott is working, and the guy's basically fucked and, you know, may go out of business over catering Donald Trump. I mean, that's just, I don't know, something is really wrong. Something is horribly, horribly wrong with the division in this country. I thought that was such a, potentially, it's not a bad story at all. It's about a family, the Trump family, that are supposed to be racist, picking a black caterer. Apparently, you know, apparently there's a little bit, there's something in the family that isn't racist. They did a good job for him. They made some money. Everybody's happy. What's wrong with that? You have to be a Trump friend to take his money. I mean, I just thought that was so stupid.
Hey, we should go do a show there.
Go do a show. Oh, from his catering operation.
Yeah,
if you can get Jay to tear it down and set up, it's not quite so easy in the podcasting world. Yeah, we need some of the remote equipment, and we could do stuff like that. But with our situation, we'd have to tear down. There's a lot of wires under this table. Put it that way.
I do notice that.
But I like the idea. Say what?
Pew sentencing is tomorrow.
Oh yeah. I hope he gets 15 years, asshole. I don't know what I'll get. I have a feeling. It's funny, too, because I watched the story on Channel 7, and they said, former Fox 2 anchor. And I'm trying to think. I think Fox 2 does reference him as one of their own or one of their former
employees. Oh, they
owned employees.
It. Yeah. I thought it was really good when they stood up and just, you know, they aired that right out. They didn't try to hide it.
No, they could have stood up a little more and interviewed people who were working there during this time and said, did you notice anything funny going on? They didn't seem to do an investigative piece on themselves. That would have been maybe going a little too far. But
yeah, good point.
Anyway, I hope he gets 15 years. I'm kind of disappointed, actually, that the limit is 15 years. I thought what happened there was, I don't know. I'm really surprised at what people get and don't get for prison sentences. You know, like the guy that murdered his wife and got 16 years or whatever, and then he kills his wife and the four kids.
Oh, that story, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I predict. I'm going to call the Pew thing. I think they're going to be lenient.
Yeah, I have a feeling they will, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he was a city council guy, because he was on Fox 2. It's just, he's got so much to contribute to society besides butt-fucking 14-year-olds. If you can just get past that.
Small plants.
Where is it exactly?
We're at 310 South Main.
Oh, that's right in the heart of downtown.
Sorry, Trudy. You were talking over. You were talking over a drop the whole time. I guess you couldn't hear it.
Oh, sorry.
What were you trying to say?
God damn it! Nothing.
Nothing.
I think it's one of those. I think it's one of those powerful black men thing. You know, in part.
Yeah, that can, you know, there aren't enough guys who have made it the way he made it, but you know, I see it as he fucking blew it. He totally blew it. He did it to himself. There's no,
no doubt. Yeah.
You know, and he wasn't remotely remorseful. In fact, that'll be kind of a curious thing because he will have his chance to speak, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. You would expect him to. And it was his strength.
Do you think that he will have I predict a very tepid, meaningless apology, a very insincere apology. Now, if he actually spent some time saying, you know, oh, I know I did wrong and actually, you know, was sincere about it, I might be slightly impressed, but I don't think he'll do that.
No, I think he'll try to act sad, maybe try to get a dry cry happening.
Oh, yeah, where he's rubbing at his eyes even though there's no tears coming out.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the old fake cry when people are, you know, act like they're bawling their eyes out, but there are no tears because you can always tell.
Right.
I always look for the tears in those cases. So anyway, Trudy, you better get to bed. I know you got to be on 94.7 WCSX at 6 in the morning. So what time
with
do you have
the
to?
The election results.
Are you going to stay up even later after this phone call?
No, Hal, I'm going right up to bed.
Ah,
lucky.
And then what is wake up time?
Probably 3 o'clock. So.
Wait, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, well, you know, like girls are different.
What?
You know, I've got a couple of meetings tomorrow. I have to pick out some, you know, clothes and stuff like that.
Trudy, don't see what is so complicated about picking out. Okay, you're going to wear a nice dress, apparently. So how long does it take to pick out a dress?
You'd be surprised sometimes. You know? put some on, it doesn't look good. You take it off, a couple of tries.
Wow, your preparation. I just figured anybody who is doing 6 to 10 a.m. morning drive as long as you had would have that thing down to, you know, the emergency time-saving network, which is what I call it when you wake up a little late and all of a sudden you start not, I can skip this,
The hat is always ready, but no, it's one of those things where, you know, I the mics, are just about warm when I stroll in sometimes. Kind of a little too close, but
is that so?
No, not. I'm just kidding.
Well,
but I do have to go to bed, so yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have fun tomorrow, Trudy. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Talk to you on Thursday. Oh, sorry I didn't see you at the Charlie event.
Oh yeah. Sunday. Yeah, I gotta talk about that. Thanks for reminding me. We'll talk Thursday.
All right, see you.
Thanks, Trudy.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Donna Brazile was on with Stephanopoulos. She's been accused of feeding debate questions to Hillary Clinton. And this is in the Bernie Sanders days during the primaries. And I never, in terms of that story, I never saw anything that suggested that there was anything untrue or even in question about that. So I thought her answer was complete bullshit. Stephanopoulos came at her right away and said, you know, WikiLeaks has suggested that you gave questions to Hillary Clinton in advance, and she claimed to have no access to debate questions, whatever. Of course, she resigned. I believe she resigned. Maybe she did. Can you look up, can you just Google Donna Brazile? I'd like to get that right. Trudy hit the nail on the head. Michael Moore, boy, that was, I only caught maybe 30 seconds of it. That was one angry guy. I mean, not that that's any big surprise, but I just think a lot of people were looking at numbers, seeing how well Trump was doing, and just they were pissed. It's just weird to see that many media people who almost seem, you know, they're trying to pretend that they're just reporting things, but I think they were all surprised, and I have a feeling a lot of them were pissed. And I understand that, kind of. I mean, you're a human being. A lot of people really, 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 really dislike Donald Trump. A lot of people are apparently concerned, very concerned about Donald Trump. The stock market down 700 points. And I think that's kind of silly. The idea that Hillary Clinton is more Wall Street friendly than Donald Trump, that's really strange to me. I don't understand that at all. He's a business person, a very successful one. I mean, wouldn't you think he would do everything in his power to make Wall Street hum?
So, and by the way, it shows that she resigned from CNN and she was, you know, going to get booted anyway. So she was gone.
Of course she was. Yep. But yeah, they just went by WikiLeaks, even though she denied it and there was no proof whatsoever. Yeah, right. Nice try, Donna. They just went over that. I mean, that thing just went by like it was nothing, like he was saying hello to her or something. I hope that's not considered a satisfactory denial, although who knows. So anyway, anything new to update, Jay? Have you been watching the map at all or watching the TV?
Yeah, Michigan's getting tighter and tighter. Every time they show an update, it's getting closer and closer. There's a difference. They got Gary Johnson in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
So he's accounting for some. But the difference of votes on the last numbers they had up there is only like 23,549 between Clinton and Trump, with Trump still just slightly ahead.
Okay, 23,549. That's all that's between them. I'm trying to look at the totals up there. Oh, I'm looking at Milwaukee now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But like over here.
Okay. Michigan. Yeah, 1,315,000. She's got 1,291,000. So, yeah, that's a very, very small difference, 23,000, as you mentioned.
Yeah, he was up by almost 2 points in Michigan, and it's already tightening down.
I'm still blown away, though, that the Free Press called it. And it doesn't matter because the polls are closed. If the polls were open, I think that'd be a really fucked up thing to do. They're basically putting their ass in line. It seems like the networks aren't covering that at all. Like, they just either don't buy it or they're just ignoring it. Or the numbers are so tight. It seems crazy to me to call something like that. But, you know, they do these exit polls in the places where the votes are still coming in from. And they have a pretty good idea what the percentages are, you know, via their exit polls in those places. I don't know. I mean, how much money do they spend on these polls? Do they have people at all those, every county, or, you know, all the main counties and all that tabulation? And they do it so fast. How do they do all that math? So it's 197 to 187.
Clinton's favor so far.
Okay. Well, probably a good time for us to take a break and catch up on things. In 20, 30 minutes, a whole lot of shit can happen. And whatever does happen, we'll be back in part 2 to talk about it. See ya!